Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Sunday, I think about 9:30 in the morning. I hope everybody's had their coffee and kind of hanging out or listening to Blog Talk Radio while you're cleaning the house or washing the dog or whatever you do, and or you're just sitting and relaxing and taking some time out. Some housekeeping items. Anybody that's listened to my prior show will know some of these things, but if not, I always like to go over a few things so everybody new or a current listener knows where I come from and what this is about. Really what it's about is a show to help you love your brain, and me too as well. Welcome to Totally Traumatic Brain. I am a survivor of Totally Traumatic Brain, and you are a TBI star. My book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, is my journey through recovery through romantic poetry. This show hopes to encourage you to live at peace with your brain injury, to live with less resistance, and to embrace the laws of your higher potential. And again, that comes from a book written and published in 1932 by Robert Collier. And the reason I kind of bring that up is because that's really where things began for my mother, who is my caregiver. She is no longer with us in the physical sense. She was my caregiver. I call her the greatest caregiver in the world. She was, and the best friend and parent. And she, in order for her to help me, is having someone who she raised two, maybe three times in her lifetime due to brain injury. So I kind of went back to an infancy stage after the accident. I was 17. So I was pretty well on my way. I had already done pretty well. I was on my way thinking about what I wanted to be when I grew up. A writer, a lawyer is what I'm told I focused on, but I also applied for engineering school. And believe it or not, at that time I also took exams to go to the Naval Academy because I wanted to fly jets. That's what my father did for a living, and I thought that looked pretty cool. All right, well, that all got stopped at age 17. So I am Tyler Stanley. I am your host every week on Sunday morning. It used to be Saturday, but I found it much better to just do Sunday. I'm an author, script writer, a non-practicing lawyer, and most important, TBI enthusiast. Why an enthusiast? Because I celebrate having brain injury. It has made me who I am, and I have a unique personality, probably much like you, and I'm grateful for it. And learning to be grateful is a process through your recovery. It has made me a unique personality carved out over time from brain loss. But what the advantages of raising yourself and the remanufacturing of the self after brain injury during your recovery is sort of a gift. It's a time that you can really look at yourself and decide who you want to be, how you want to be. And I think the best path is to be an original person, a person of character, a person of ethic. And so we talk about those things. On today's show, like all the shows of 2016, it is a tribute to Dorita Drake Stanley from Georgia, my mother, and all caregivers out there that are doing their best to help a loved one, or maybe a friend, maybe it's a friend. Two organizations that I think are just really awesome, no matter where you are in the country or the world, you can access on the on your computer, your iPad, whatever you have going, your phone, you can access the Family Caregiver Alliance. That is based in San Francisco. They are a tremendous help for whether you are the care receiver in this situation, the survivor of brain injury, or the caregiver. So that's for everybody. It holds a lot of information. I used to work there, and I put a lot of that information together while I was there as a policy specialist. And then secondly is Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation. Now that is her tribute to her mom who had Alzheimer's. So those are different memory issues, some a little similar, some different for those with Alzheimer's or caregivers caring for those with Alzheimer's. Lisa Gibbons Foundation is at the Burbank St. Joseph's Medical Center. So if you're around in that area, you might want to access the benefits there. They have classes, seminars, all kinds of things there. So I'll mention other resources as we go around here. Another couple of things, if you want to reach me or see my website, I have a website. It's kind of the older website now. It's tylerstanley.net. The new website is totallytraumaticbrain.com. And then if you want to reach me by email, it would be tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. Okay? So I hope you got that, because I'm going to introduce something new that you might want to have that email address. And so what I want to do is start with today about question, what about when things go wrong? Now, that's a big, heavy question, right? And the reason I came up with that is because I've had a pretty tough week. A lot of things that I desired, a lot of things I was going for didn't happen, or I decided not to take advantage of some things because I thought, well, that's not quite it. That's not quite right. And if I go that way, then I kind of go down a different path than my heart desires. So I actually turned down a position that would have been fairly lucrative and really been something kind of fun to do all in the same time. But I just looked at some of the issues around the job, and I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to bravely not follow through with that full-time position, to leave myself open to be here and to do other things, social services, and do my volunteer work with Marin in California, Marin Brain Injury Center there in Larkspur. I'm a volunteer, and I do a lot of work with survivors. So, you know, those are the things that I do, and I write, of course. And so all of these things need to fit in with survival, making the income to pay the rent, buy the food and recreation and all that kind of stuff, and purchasing a new computer when one breaks down, all those kinds of things. So there is that survival value, but it's important. So that's why today is what about when things go wrong? Well, also when something like my situation, something you desire, doesn't happen for you. Maybe you applied the principles of tapping into your higher potential, but still the results were negative. So the advice I give is stay the course. So that's how I'm kind of navigating what's going on in my life right now, is I'm just staying the course. So I'm applying the principles. Sometimes there's a tendency to run off course, disturbed by unpleasant events or issues or losses. So, you know, you can almost see in your life, right? Things are going great. All of a sudden, something, bam, hits you. It's a negative. Maybe, you know, you don't have any money for rent. Maybe you can't make your car payment. Maybe you didn't recover to your target goal that you wanted to. Maybe you fell back in your recovery and you didn't move as forward as you wanted to. You're frustrated. So those kinds of things, again, you want to stay on course. You want to. Like, the excitement of great news is a distraction, more is negative news. We know that, right? We get excited, we win something, we get something, we're really, really, really happy. And, you know, if you think about it, right, doesn't that kind of fade, because we sort of don't wallow in it, right? We don't wallow in it. I mean, something happens and we move to the next track, wherever that takes us, boom. But if something's negative, people can tend to wallow, be frustrated, and stay in that space. And maybe someone becomes angry. Maybe somebody becomes abusive. Maybe alcohol, drugs are involved to be self-destructive. Whatever the issues are, you want to put your higher power back on track with thoughts of things you love. Like, because, you know, like I talk about, I have this whole wall of things I've written to cover on the show, so pardon me because I kind of get my eyesight on what I'm looking for here. But what I call the negatives is the anti-potential. So I think that's here. So And if you can form a thought, you can access your inner universe. So you don't live in the box of impossibility. You don't get distracted by the negative things that happen. And I find, I don't know about you, but I find if I lose my hope, that is where I can spiral. So I maintain hope by, again, keeping on course with the principles of my higher potential. Potential being the key word, because that's many times, that's what my mother focused on, is doctors said all these negative things. What she focused on was my potential. What she saw that was the opposite of a doctor saying, oh, well, you've lost this amount of brain mass on your left hemisphere. This is a problem. This is damaged. Recovery is not possible. You're not ever amount to anything. You know, you can't do this. You can't do that. My mother was always, you can. And she would pick out things she saw. Like, she noticed I was a really great writer. And it was a lot of years before I could write. It was a lot of years before I knew my name or could walk without walking into walls. So, you know, I'm fast forwarding here so you don't have to hear about all that. You know, if you want to, great, somebody can call in and ask me about my story, but this is really your dime. So you put your higher power back on track, and you fight hopelessness by recalling affirmations. And I have some examples of affirmations, but what I really want to do is kind of stick with this for a second. What I've done, and I woke up this morning ready to do this show because I thought, you know, I'm not feeling too hot about my week. Maybe I won't do the show. And then I got back on track by visualizing a moment where I was most proud of myself. And that was having all the doctors since age 17 telling me I would not amount to anything. I even had a doctor test me and say I would not even be able to pass being a paralegal in a one-year paralegal program, said that my left brain, those areas of my brain weren't there. Well, my proud moment, now I want you to start thinking about your proud moments. I walked graduating from law school. I have a doctorate in law. So what's your moment? What have you achieved? So when the bad stuff hits, and all that shit distracts us, and life happens that's not the life we want, then you visualize how you get back on track is you just redirect. That is the most important word in the language. Redirect your thoughts. If you don't, you will bottom out on the rocks. You will bottom out, and you will stay stuck there. So how you lift yourself out of bad stuff is that you redirect. So you think about something you've achieved. When did you demonstrate some kind of courage? Okay. Well, we can, as survivors of brain injury, we can certainly come up with a lot of things there. Like, hey, we're alive. We've made it. We are working on, you know, becoming independent and having the life we desire and we dream to have. That's huge. And then when did you surprise yourself with how well you did on something? Were, like for me, you know, I can imagine, I don't remember, but I can imagine being pretty happy when I could walk to the bathroom by myself and not run into walls. I probably felt, I do a little bit feel the feeling of being able to remember my name when somebody asked. My biggest problem was being able to, years back, it was just checks, right? We didn't have, you know, Apple Pay and our phones and all of that. I had a cell phone, but it was the size of a shoe, and it didn't do what they do today. So I actually had to write, like everybody else, had to write a check. And I would get up in line at a drugstore to buy something, and I couldn't remember my name to sign the check. And people behind me would say, hurry up, idiot. What are you, retarded? And all this kind of stuff. So things have changed in the days of survivors. You know, things are better. We have more understanding. You know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, and on, there was no understanding of brain injury. And thank you, military, for helping to bring out the awareness a little more. All right. So tap into your God or universe. We're kind of running out of time already. So success is redirecting your thoughts that corrupt your results. That's my point. Think of the ocean. think of a vacation time. What kind of feeling? Think about a feeling. I think about when I swim in the ocean. I'm in Hawaii and I'm swimming in warm water, and I think of wonderful things and replace the negative, and you will succeed, my friend. You will definitely succeed because that's how people do it. That's as simple as it is. The Tony Robbins, the I'm going to say this, not meaning this in jest, but the Trumps, the people who have made something of their life. I'm not saying we aspire to be Donald Trump, but you know what I mean. We're talking about people in the celebrity status that may have something we have, money. I'm sure he can go out and buy a car if he wants to buy a car, or buy a property, or go on a vacation. These sometimes are very basic requests that some of us can't do because we don't have the income to do them. So there's something to aspire to. So also have a target. What do you want? What do you dream? You got to do the survivor thing, so you got to have a certain amount of money, whatever your living situation is or whatever. You're maybe on SSI or whatever, but you've got to also have time to – you got to do the work. You got to pay the bills, but also you've got to make that time to build your dream and build the person that you aspire to be. And how you do that is you redirect negative thoughts. So the drawing your attention back to why my point of my email, okay? I've created something on the new website, which is, I've got to find that. The new website is, I think it's totallytraumaticbrain.com. So that's the newer website. And what I'm doing there is we are putting, it's called the Week Ender. So I want you to email your stories. I want you to write. I write my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. You can get that on Amazon, but I want to see what you're writing. I want to give you a chance to quote-unquote publish on Week Ender. That's our blog. So send in your stories. Talk about what's happening with you. And if you want me to talk about your story on the radio show, Brain Damage Radio is where you are now, and we are proud of our brain damage. If you want to, I cannot use your name. I can use your name however you want to do it. Confidentiality is really huge to me, so I will never expose anybody's name or any information about them. So I would read stories that you send in. Send a story in to my email, which is Tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. Again, send your writing, Tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. And the website is totallytraumaticbrain.com with no Tyler at. Okay, did I just confuse everybody there? All right. So we're kind of running out of time here, about 11 more minutes. And so, again, visualize a moment, because what you want to do is you want to have your visualization and your mind control and discipline to be much stronger than the negative. So whatever the negative is, and remember, the negative and the positive are created for a purpose. They are here, the bad times and good times, that's all here to show us what the contrast is. And it shows us what we don't want. Okay, what happens when we bump up against what we don't want? It tastes bad. It's not the path. We don't like it. It's distracting. So that sends us to the question, well, what do I really want? What is wrong with this? And if I could change this, what would I change about it? And is some parts of it good, some parts of it bad? What do I need to do to not have this negative happen again? So it really causes us to do the kind of questioning that I think we should be doing all day long. I think we should do it 3 or 4 times a day, sit for 5 or 10 minutes with ourselves, or maybe a good friend or a caregiver, and talk about what is the desirable path and what those obstacles are. So again, the bad stuff that happens is for a reason, okay? Uncomfortable as it is for a reason, and it shows us where we don't want to go. So you want to build your ability to redirect bad thoughts and negative things. And how you do that, again, is to think about those positive events, things that you've succeeded. I'm an author. I've written a book. I'm going to write more books. I've got a screenplay out there. I'm hoping somebody's going to option. So let's tell our story. Email me. Let me know what is going on with you. Call into the show. I think probably when you get on this channel, I'm assuming that you're going to see the guest call-in number. And you can call in, and I believe that it is free via your computer. And then you may, depending on your minutes on your phone, check that out. But it is relatively, even on your phone, would be relatively inexpensive. So we are closing out now, and I just want to wish you the best of the day. What are you going to do today? On Sunday, I'm going to go to Tiburon, California, which is my favoriteest place in all the world, and except for maybe Lake Orta in Italy. But I am going to go over there and have a early dinner with a friend, and she is 80 years old. She was my neighbor. She's a very special friend, and we will have a good time. And so that is what I'm about. So. Do we have someone here? We have a caller, and I'm trying to access you, and it doesn't seem to be working, so let me try over here. And it's from 707. I recognize that. So are we there? Are we there? Hello? 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 Trying to grab you there, caller. Sorry, I missed that. I do need to get better. I recognize, I think, this phone number. I do need to get better at spotting a call, but I can't hear the person. Maybe you can hear me, but I can't hear the person. So, again, I do have a few problems with Blog Talk, so I'm doing my best to – hello? Well, it looks like I've missed that call. All right. Well, sorry about that. I think I will need to get some help on how to do the phone call-in feature. It's changed. When I had the show before, years before, it was just so simple and very easy to navigate. And for some reason now, this just isn't –